next morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
They walk amongst us. It's just people who are in our city who are just awful human beings. And we've got one like ready to go right now. This is a weird one because just the other day I rode my bike to work. And when I rode home, I took a different route and I went up 20th and then I went to Highland. On 24th Street in Highland is the national, maybe international headquarters of Make-A-Wish. It's right there on Highland and 24th Street. And for some reason, in my head, and I don't know why this happened, the simulation's broken, I noticed, I'm like, hey, the kid that used to stand out here's gone. There used to be a statue of a kid in a hat.
Oh, yeah, I saw this.
Yeah. So he was gone, and I didn't know that. And I'm like, oh, well, that's weird. The story about the statue is it's the one of the founders of Make-A-Wish, the mom of this little boy named Chris Grecius. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Sorry if I'm not. But there was a bronze statue that stood outside of there for a long time. Well, the news yesterday reported, oddly enough, because I just noticed this, was it last Monday I rode my bike in?
Yeah.
And I saw it, and I'm like, well, they put the statue back a couple days ago. And the mom was on the thing saying, that's my son. He died of leukemia 44 years ago. It started Make-A-Wish. We got this thing. We put the statue out. The lady still puts a rose out every day. I think it's the mom, but she puts a rose out by the statue every day. Well, in January... our nominee for our S-Heel of the Year, Troy Burke, took it, scrapped it, and started to sell chunks of Chris's statue to scrapyards. Well, how low can you get? So a surveillance camera shows up and sees that there's a car that pulls up to the statue and pulls it away, rips it off. Oh, this is terrible. The little boy who, like, was the
shame
inspiration for Make-A-Wish, they pulled the statue down.
Shame.
And he started to sell chunks of it and chunks of it. So they catch him in January. His name is Troy Burke, 32 years old. He told investigators he took pieces of the statue in two separate scrap yards, made $60 in one location, $120 on the other, because he saw the statue of the little bronze kid and thought, there's some money in that. That's Jesus. How messed up he is. So this guy, he is in jail now. But he is a nominee for the Frank Caliendo, Nathan Sutherland Heel of the Year Award. I just want to put him in there. Maybe he won't win because it isn't violent or miserable. But you are one of our city's worst citizens, and we want to point you out. Troy Burke, 32 years old. I don't care. Who's drugs? You started that problem. If you steal the Make-A-Wish kid statue, you're an automatic piece of forever. That's about as low as it gets.
Oh, yeah. Man, oh, yeah.
That is about as low as it gets. So the good news is they got this sculptor to go and take the pieces they got when they arrested Troy. They found the chunked up statue still parts. Couldn't get a few parts back. Somebody's got it. By the way, if you're a scrapyard and you're buying chunks of bronze that might look like, the sleeve of a kid, think twice. It might be the Make-A-Wish kid.
They don't care.
I know they don't, but they need to start looking at their clientele a little bit differently.
They'd have no business then.
That's a good point, too. Definitely,
but I agree with you.
It's booming, but it's hard to blame them when it's like, Jesus, this is a big chunk of bronze. A guy wins 50
bucks. We
got to
make money too.
Yeah, and they're in their salad days, right? It's the halcyon days for the scrapyards because meth heads are doing all the work. They're not even allowed to bring copper in anymore. But Troy Burke, after he was arrested, he's like, man, what are you going to do? They're just putting the thing was valued at like $25,000. And so he had chunks and chunks and chunks of it. The car pulled up to the building. Two people used a harness to pull the statue off the base, then loaded the statue in the trunk and drove away. Officers are searching for the second suspect. Troy hasn't given him up, which makes him an even bigger deal.
Waterboard.
Yeah. I think you should be allowed to waterboard Troy. And to the lady who had to have that happen to her, I mean, she already lost her kid, and she's coping as best as she can there. She's got this going on, and now that she goes to work one day, and it's gone, they look at the surveillance camera, and two meth head swiper, you know, a statue, little bronze boy,
bucks.
For what it amounted to be $180 for two big chunks of bronze. A huge, fat, hearty f*** you to Troy Burke from all of Phoenix. Let me speak for everyone when you steal the Make-A-Wish Kid statue. You are one of 2024's nominees for Heel of the Year, the Nathan Sutherland Frank Caliendo Award, given out annually by 98 KUPD. What a piece. What a piece of garbage. And it's nice, though, that there was a sculptor that did the work. It took him a year. He got it back together. I didn't even know it had been gone that long. It was January of last year, I guess.
Man.
They put it back together. But I rode my bike by the other day. I'm like, hey. There used to be a kid standing here. Unless I was on the wrong corner and I just missed and he's there and I've just been riding by the wrong.
That could be.
Confused the two. But I thought I'd noticed it a week ago. And I thought, to be honest, by the time I got to the LA Fitness, which is another 100 yards, I'd forgotten all about it until I saw the stat. I'm like, wait a minute, I think I noticed that last week. Yeah, you are a real piece of work there, Troy Burke. And anybody who knows him and isn't ratting out, sorry, Brett, the other person that stole the Make-A-Wish statue, you're a piece of too.
This might be one aspect
you,
of
you'd
it.
You rat that
you
out.
No, this one, this is,
you ain't got
this
no
is
time
a little step too far.
For those methy drug weirdos.
This is a step too far.
That's enough. Knock that crap off immediately. And on the flip side, oh, yeah, I got to do that again. Troy Burke, this is for you.
Shame. Shame.
A sinner comes before you and
shame.
Begged for forgiveness.
No, you get none. Also, NAU, you don't care about the Palestinians. Knock it off. I had to see that on the news last night, too. Stop it.
Well, they're in on it, too?
Yeah, they had I get an email. The guy's got his kid up there at NAU, and he's like, they're protesting at NAU. That's now it's just look at me. Now it's a Facebook movement. Now it's an Instagram thing to take pictures. I was watching last night a little bit on the news, and there were a bunch of kids at Columbia doing selfies. And, you know, they look like they were just like, oh, my God, my friend asked me to go to this thing. It's so big. It's a see and be seen. You guys have no idea. And here's how I know that. You have not protested for the people of Palestine ever prior to
this. I probably didn't know where Palestine was.
Couldn't
either.
Find a map of Gaza in a map of Gaza.
Yeah.
They're over there with the Palestinians now saying, oh, the oppressors and Zionism. You learned that word in January. Enough. You never cared about it. Stop acting like you do. Yeah, you're just being one of those annoying college kids that's joining, you're a sheep. You're being a sheep. If you're wearing the hat and you're actually from there, maybe you've had a thing. But I have never once seen anybody tent up and act like they cared about the Palestinian problems with Israel. Ever, ever, ever at Northern Arizona University, you're doing that because it gets attention. You're attention whores. That's what you're protesting. Your protest is we don't get enough attention. Congratulations, protest over. You've got it. Now go home. Or go skiing or something. There's still a couple of snowflakes left on the mountain. Stop it. Stop wasting everybody's time.
Or go hang yourself.
With your phone or that, or with your phony protest.
Arizona's most funniest morning show.
Yeah, exactly.
Morning Sickness.
I'm listening because I want to.
Mornings of 98KUPD.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
And you can yell and scream all you want and act mad. You weren't mad in September before all this started. You were never, ever mad. I don't want to hear it. Unless, and the only ones I'll give credit to is if you were marching around with a Palestinian flag back last, you know, summer, screaming, these Jews are making a nightmare for my people. You're the only one I have a modicum of respect for that you
Hamas
fought.
Hamas are good people.
Yeah, you fought this fight way before. I stand with Egypt. The more I learn about this, Egypt won't let one single human being from Gaza into their country. Like, you're not bringing those radicalized nutbags in here. No way. Stop it, NAU. You're not a good enough college to do stuff like that. Nobody cares. And you're a bunch of, you know, pot smokers. That's the reason you went there in the first place. It's zero respect for that. Now, if you had set up some sort of tent in the Target parking lot, and I'm not so sure it's a good idea to set up a Palestinian protest in front of a building that's got a bullseye for a logo, but still, maybe I'd have some respect for that, but I got nothing. You guys showed up 4 months ago because it was the cool thing to do, and then 2 weeks ago you went nuts, and now it's dumb. Stop it. Especially if you're a normal, waspy, white kid who suddenly has this, shut up. Zip it. It's like Mexicans, standing outside of Sushi Roku wanting their jobs in the kitchen back. It's like, stop it. Stop it. That's for somebody else to protest.
I'll get behind that.
I want my Japanese sushi chef. Wouldn't happen. That's right. It would be put down quickly. Sorry, guys. Not qualified.
If I go for Mexican food, I don't want chuh making
exactly.
it in the back. I want, you know.
If I went into a Mexican restaurant, it was nothing but Japanese chefs, I'd leave. Like, something's not right here. You go to, there's an Ethiopian restaurant in Tempe. There's an African restaurant. F's. I just rode by one.
Of course.
He knows. There's an African one I rode by, and they've got drawings of the food. I think it was downtown. And if I went in there and there were white people cooking it, I'd leave. This is appropriation. Yeah. I don't want this at all. Mexicans, whites, anybody but, like, you know, Ugandans. That's the only thing I'm accepting. I want that to look authentic.
I'm a little more open on that.
You'd go into a white-run African restaurant?
If the food tastes good.
No. How do you know unless you have to go in and try it? I wouldn't even try it. I go in there and I see you.
Welcome!
Nope, I'm out.
It's authentic Sudanese cuisine.
Why are you here?
Well, I started it.
All right, Dolezel, shut the doors. Get the f*** out of here. Put someone who knows what they're doing in this.
I spoke to many blacks, and they said this is authentic.
Get out.
Many blacks.
Take that hat off.
Yeah, and get the hat off. And this whole, what are you wearing here?
I don't know. I feel like I think it's called a sarape.
Nope, get out. That's Mexican. Go, you.
Fine, yeah. I'll go to McDowell's.
Exactly. I'm not buying into any of the NAU Palestinian uproar. Not one of you means it. You're trying to get on TV and you're trying to be important. And guess what? You're in college. You're not. So shut up. Ugh. There are very few people I could sit back and go, all right, they've got a point. Actual Palestinians, I don't know why you're not embracing how much better it is here. I don't like you either, but at least you have a say. You know, if I'm looking at Maddie and Brenton walking the campus up there at NAU.
Time to come home,
yes,
Tristan.
That's enough. Yeah, your summer vacation starts in 2 weeks, Tristan. Let's get back and clean the pool for Daddy.
I want to protest for Palestine.
Find it on the map. Now, quick. Don't ask anybody and put your phone down. Show me where it is. What are we talking? Where's the West Bank? Which river, which sea? What are we talking about? The river to the sea. Which ones are we talking? You name the river and the sea, and I'll give you one day of protesting.
Let's go, Hayden, Kate, and Braden. Jump in the van.
Salt River, Tempe Town Lake, from the river to the sea.
All right. You're
wrong. We're going to Coronado.
You're an anti-Semite. You. Get in the car. Let's go home. If you can't name the river and you can't name the sea, I don't want you to do anything, ever. And by the way, learn what from the river to the sea means, and then recognize what exactly you're protesting for, you jackass. Because once you learn what that means, you realize, ooh, jeez. Idiots. Learn something, then protest. You don't know what you're talking about. NAU. That's like Grand Canyon having a protest. Shut up. You're not a college. You got into a half college. You're not screaming and yelling from the top of your lungs at how amazing your brain thoughts are.
It's MCC 2.0.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a good school. Yeah. It's fine, but it is what it is.
Right.
You're not going to change the planet. Columbia, maybe, and that's scary. So let Columbia and USC and UCLA do their business, and they'll get the attention necessary, and it'll end badly because these people don't know what they're doing. The cream will rise here. But NAU? I'm nominating them too. All the students protesting for Palestine at NAU. They walk amongst
shame.
Them.
Shame.
Put them in there too, idiots.
I don't know. Maybe shame. You might get a letter from Hamas saying thank you for protesting. Right. Now bend the knee or die.
Right.
So long as you're not black, not, well, everything but us, gay. We will chop your heads off unless you do it with them.
Okay, I don't know what you're saying, but good luck to you.
Zionists must go.
Zionists? I love that guy. He's always injured, though.
No, that's Zion Williamson. That's a different guy.
They're protesting.
Oh, I thought we were protesting the Pelicans. Zion Williamson sitting out that game. You know, they got swept. Zip it. NAU students, go up there, smoke your weed, get your communications degree, enter the workforce as a C student. That's what NAU's for.
Lots of doctors come from NAU.
Yeah, lots of doctors I wouldn't go to. I go into a doctor's office and I see NAU Medical School. Bye. Might as well just
I'm going
see
to county.
That. Might as well just see. Yeah, well, that's where you'll see it. I'll just. I would rather see Haiti or a matchbook that he got his license from. You know, thumbtacked to the wall.
A lot of scientists come out of NAU.
Mm-hmm. And they're horticulturists, and they grow weed. I've been to NAU. My friends that went to NAU all went to NAU because they were too high to get a good college to pay attention to them. Then they went to NAU, and things were fine. They straightened it out. It's a fine school. It's not one of them protest schools. Stop it. You're not important. Not important. All right. Sorry. I wanted to talk about the Make-A-Wish Kid bronze statue, and I got off on these fake Palestinians up there and Flagstaff. Idiots.
I'm heading there for the summer.
Well, I understand you were up there not skiing and protesting. What's going on, Brenton?
It's just not fair what's going on with Zion Williamson, Dad.
Well, I agree. They should have played him. The guy, he's making a mint, but we're not Pelican people. Anyway.
I'm spending my time in Palestinian.
See, I got a flight to Palestinia, and I'm going to fight.
Bro, why are you sweating me?
Yeah. Oh, man. I hate him. I hate him. Oh, do I hate him. There's a lady on TV last night asking the protesters at Columbia. She goes, what do you think about the cops going in there? Like, I think it's terrible. This society's over. This isn't freedom. She goes, yeah, but what about the Jewish students that aren't allowed to come to school right now? Do you think that's fair? And the person they were asking just raises their arms like, no. I don't think, what? Oh, I didn't really look that deep into it. What are you talking about? We're getting in other people's way? I thought everybody was in on this. Idiots. I don't get it. Anyway, I don't get a lot that's going on, but that's a big one. NAU, zip it. Troy Burke and NAU, you're in the same boat right now. I bet you Troy Burke got into NAU for a little bit.
Shame.
Smoked himself out of there.
Smoked himself
shame.
Out. Stole the statue of a Make-A-Wish kid. That is low.
Shame.
Anyway, Troy Burke. And thanks to Ben on the assist on that one. I had to get some, I had to dig deep to find some names. We got Rock Wars coming up in a little bit. It's 98.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.